God, then quickly go.
Relationships can be both simple and hard at the same time.
Just sit down and
enjoy. I don't even like to use the word hard. I think a better way to say it is that it can be demanding. And every blessing God brings into our lives always demands some responsibility. Always does that. So if you are ready for responsibility, really, marriage is not supposed to be hard. So it's normal. If God gives you admission into university, it means you have the responsibility of studying to pass. You know, you either not take the admission, you know, and stay at home. But if you're going to take the admission, then you must be ready to study. Every blessing comes to the responsibility. If you don't have a car, then you just hop Uber or bike or whatever. Then you don't care. You don't need to know a mechanic. You don't need to know where they buy fuel. Or if they increase the price of fuel, that is not really your business. But when you own a car, then you start to know the price of side. That's when you see why people are angry when somebody wants to hit their side mirror. Because you know the price. You see people come down with their suit and shirt and fight over side mirror. My own side mirror, it's over $1,000. One. If you jam it, we are going to World War. I will call all my family members. We are going to fight, finish that fight. So if you don't own a car, for instance, those things are not your concern. So I'm just trying to say that every blessing has a responsibility attached. And if you're ready for it, marriage is not... there's nothing God does that is hard. You know, he has already made provision for any challenge you can face. He knows us. He knows our frame. He knows that we are limited sometimes as human beings. But the structure has been created to help us. Hallelujah. So I want to share quickly on a few things. Like I said, I had pastor sharing a lot of them, but we're going to share them again. Hallelujah. Because we are the guest. Yeah. Hallelujah. So we're going to share them again. So let her start.
Okay. So taking off from what you were talking about, you know, I think that a lot of times people mistake when God gives you a blessing to think that there will be nothing attached to it. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There's a burden, but it will be light. So that's how marriage is. When God gives you that blessing, there's the responsibility of taking care of it. You will service it. It's like car, somebody dash you car, you must service it. You go pour water. Do you understand? If it's those kind of car, you will warm it. You know those kind of car? That you will warm it down. Like 3 days before you go out. But you must work, okay? And I think sometimes some of the challenges of people struggling in marriage is the foundation. The foundation of your marriage will affect, or the foundation of your relationship. I'll take from the last question I was asked about the guy that is not reaching out or something. And I was just telling Pastor K, I said, these kind of questions, they're kind of hard to solve because there's a foundational problem, you know. So for us, for instance, we were friends. Friendship has always been a major thing for both of us, and it still is. You know, we were friends from the very beginning. So if he wasn't calling me, it's not, hey, there's a guy somewhere. He's not calling me. How do I make him call? It's a guy. You never call me for 2 days. When do you? And you say, I'm busy. I'll say, I don't call you now. I'll say, you don't want to call me. Now you say, you don't want to do again. Do you understand? We're friends. I'm not afraid to talk to him. So sometimes when women even call me and say, oh, my husband is doing this, should I tell him? Should I not? I'm like, why are we having this conversation? This conversation is a conversation you have with him. He's your friend. Why are you afraid to talk to him? Why are you afraid to ask him questions? Why are you afraid to ask him for money? My husband is not giving me chop money. No, be one chop. Do you understand? You need to get to the point where that, you know, that friendship is there. So I think the foundation of your relationship or your marriage is what's going to affect the whole marriage. Foundation also could also mean your family